On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 26, Mahikeng 22. Ratings agency Standard & Poor's has upgraded South Africa's foreign currency long-term sovereign credit rating to BB from BB-. The agency also upgraded the local currency long-term sovereign credit rating to BB+ from BB to maintain a positive outlook. However, the country remains below investment grade. Cliff Shiko reports.
According to Standard & Poor's, the upgrade reflects South Africa's improving growth and fiscal trajectory, as well as notable performance improvements at Eskom. The government says it is on track to post its third annual surplus in the 2025-2026 financial year, while contingent liabilities are likely to ease as Eskom is being reformed. In September this year, ratings agency Fitch affirmed South Africa's long-term foreign and local currency ratings and maintained its stable outlook. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch.
At least 10 people have been killed in a crash between a bus and a truck on the N8 between Bloemfontein and Botshabelo. The crash happened 5 kilometers from Mandela View this morning, leaving 30 passengers injured. Road Traffic Management Corporation spokesperson Simon Zwane says the cause of the crash is still being investigated.
A total of 41 people were affected by this crash, resulting in 10 fatalities, while others were injured and taken to various hospitals within the province.
The information regulator says nearly 2,000 data breaches have been reported since April, marking a 40% spike from 2024. Chairperson Panzi Tlakula warned that both government and private organizations must urgently strengthen cybersecurity systems to protect personal data. The regulator has disputed Google and Meta's refusal to provide certain records under the Promotion of Access to Information Act.
Enforcement cannot solve all the problems. The bodies have to take responsibility to ensure that the personal information that is in their possession is secured. They put money into these things to secure the personal information.
And the United Nations Security Council is expected to vote this coming Monday on a resolution endorsing US President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. Last week, the Americans officially launched negotiations within the 15-member Security Council on a text that would follow up on a ceasefire in the two-year war between Israel and Hamas and endorse Trump's plan. Unlike previous drafts, the latest mentions a possible future Palestinian state. I'm Emil Pinar. For more on these and other stories, visit jacarandafin.com. Click on News.